And now to some immigration news. The Trump administration's migrant protection protocols, or the so-called Remain in Mexico program, has been controversial since its start. Then earlier this month, a federal appeals court attempted to put it on hold, saying it was likely causing, quote, extreme and irreversible harm. But then the Supreme Court changed its fate again and allowed it to continue. It's been a lot of back and forth, and so to explain it all, I got a hold of Angela Banks, a professor of law at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU, who specializes in immigration law. I asked her first, what was the purpose of this program from its inception?
So the purpose of the program was to limit the sort of quote-unquote strain on the Border Patrol officers who were having to deal with an influx of large numbers of individuals who were approaching the Southwest border seeking asylum in the United States. And so rather than have to process all of those individuals in the United States and deal with detention or release, the administration decided that it would take advantage of a specific provision within the Immigration and Nationality Act that allows certain individuals who are seeking entry into the United States via a land border from a contiguous country to allow them to be returned to that country while their proceedings are underway. So the idea is that rather than having to process all of these asylum seekers in the United States and have them waiting in the United States while they were waiting to see an immigration judge, they would wait in Mexico.
How many people has it affected up till this point?
So thousands upon thousands. So I think sort of early in the fall, it was around 10,000 individuals, and the numbers have just been increasing since.
And how out of the ordinary is this? You mentioned sort of the legal mechanism that the Justice Department was using here to do this. Has anything like this ever been done before?
So this is pretty unprecedented in the sense that to be done on such a large scale, this provision has not, in my knowledge, been utilized in this particular way. And that is part of the legal challenge that's been raised, that is actually not an appropriate use of this provision. But it hasn't been used in this way.
Okay. So let's talk about those legal challenges. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled and halted the program, actually, pretty recently. What did they say in their ruling, in siding with the people who filed these cases?
So they basically decided on two main grounds that this program should be temporarily halted. And the first was that there are two provisions within the Immigration and Nationality Act that deal with this idea of people being inadmissible and possibly being allowed to wait outside of the United States. One provision that is for individuals who arrive without documents and are inadmissible because they don't have documents, and another provision that says for all the other individuals who are deemed inadmissible and cannot enter. Well, the argument is that that second provision is the specific provision that says we can require people to wait outside of the United States. The provision that says if you are inadmissible because of documents, that idea that you could be required to wait outside the country is not attached to that provision. And so the Ninth Circuit said, we do not think that the provision allowing the government to require people to wait outside the country applies to individuals who were deemed inadmissible because they don't have documents. So because there is a significant likelihood that the challengers, petitioners in this case, will succeed on that argument, we will grant a temporary injunction. The second argument was that under international law and within federal statutory law, the United States has an obligation not to send people to countries where they would be subject to persecution on account of race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a particular social group. And they felt that this, the way the program is currently being implemented, doesn't ensure that people will not potentially be persecuted in Mexico on one of those grounds, because when they are being interviewed for being subject to this program, nobody asks them about potentially being persecuted in Mexico.
Right. And there have been so many reports of abusive migrants who are waiting in Mexico. And the court, I think the Ninth Circuit called it in its decision, causing extreme and irreversible harm. Does that play into this at all when courts see these or hear these cases? Or is it much more about the legal arguments, as you outlined?
So the decision to grant a temporary injunction is related to that concern about irreparable harm. So one of the things to keep in mind is that the merits of this case have not been decided yet. It's just that the petitioner said, court, while you are deciding this case, we think that there's a significant likelihood that we will win, and that if this program is not temporarily halted while we go through the process, people could be irreparably harmed. And that irreparable harm is the serious acts of violence that people are suffering.
There was some sort of legal back and forth, though, about allowing that injunction to go into effect. What happened?
Yes. So the district court initially issued the injunction. The government appealed that decision to the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit had to decide whether or not they were going to let the injunction stand while the appeal was pending, or whether they'd let the program continue while the appeal was pending. And they said, we will stay the injunction, meaning the injunction won't take place. The program will be allowed to continue while this is appealed at the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit then said, we agree with the lower court that there's a substantial likelihood of success on the merits. There will be irreparable harm. There should be an injunction. The government then went to the Ninth Circuit and said, we need you to stay this. The Supreme Court then said, while you are in the process of filing a petition for certiorari, a writ of certiorari, we will stay the injunction. And so that is what the Supreme Court said. It's just that while you are trying to get a petition for review in the Supreme Court, the program can continue. But as soon as we make a decision on your petition, the stay will automatically stop and the injunction will be moving forward.
All right. Angela Banks is a professor of law at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU. Angela, thank you so much for joining us to explain this.
Thank you.